law obsolete. They filed a new piece of legislation including sexual orientation and gender identity among the items protected against discrimination. This comes a day after the state and federal government sue each other over HB2. This is USA Radio News.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
The suspect in the stabbings of four people at two locations outside of Boston is dead. Two of the victims have also died. Massachusetts State Police say two people were stabbed at the Silver City Galleria in Taunton last night after Arthur DeRosa crashed his car through the front of a store. Suspect then shot by an off-duty police officer. The White House being pressed about the president's decision not to apologize for the U.S. dropping an atomic bomb on Hiroshima.
The United States continues to be the only country to have used nuclear weapons. Our country bears a special responsibility to lead the world in an effort to eliminate them.
The White House announcing Obama would visit the Japanese city later this month. Walmart is suing Visa over chip debit cards. The retail giant saying it's suing because Visa allows customers to verify chip-enabled debit card purchases with a signature instead of a personal identification number or a PIN number. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Dave, what are you doing?
Just sending a gift to Dave 2037.
Who?
Me in the future. I save a little money from every paycheck as a gift to Dave 2037, so he can spend it on things like anti-gravity boots or a hologram Doberman. Something cool like that. I think Dave 2037 deserves it. He worked hard. What are you getting Steve 2037?
I guess I was thinking Steve 2037 would just fend for himself.
Well, all right. But don't expect to be borrowing my anti-gravity boots.
You want to have money in your...
A corporate marriage has been canceled. We get details this morning from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Even average consumers sort of wondered when Staples and Office Depot said they were going to merge. Now they're scrapping their plans to marry after a federal judge orders a temporary halt to the deal because of antitrust worries. The Federal Trade Commission had requested the injunction on the grounds that the merger would substantially hurt competition in the sale of office supplies to large businesses. Staples, which is the largest office supply chain in the U.S., issues a statement saying it's disappointed in the decision and would pay Office Depot a $250 million breakup fee to end the deal. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Well, May is National Mental Health Month, and some pharmacies now offer screening inside the stores. We get details from USA Radio's Anthony Lucero.
Walgreens is starting a mental health screening program. The drugstore is aiming to screen 3 million Americans for mental illness over the next year and a half. Walgreens has partnered with the nonprofit Mental Health America to create a free screening for depression, bipolar disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder, and other mental illnesses on its website. Customers will have the option to take part in a teleconference appointment with a therapist or psychiatrist through their website or mobile app.
And a federal prison inmate who claims to be Prince's son wants to be named the music legend's sole surviving heir. Carlin Williams is in a Colorado prison for a weapons conviction. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
and I'm Pat Gregory, handyman extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
It's 8:07, time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. 54 degrees, partly cloudy skies. 10% chance of precipitation today. Today is May 11th, 2016. The weather forecast says partly sunny, highs in the lower 70s, late variable winds, becoming southwest around 5 miles an hour this afternoon. Partly cloudy and lows in the lower 50s tonight, late and variable winds. Partly sunny tomorrow, highs in the lower 70s, east winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming southeast around 5 miles an hour in the afternoon. Friday, a mix of showers, partly patchy drizzle in the morning. Showers likely, then a chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon, patchy fog in the morning. Highs in the lower 70s. A mixed bag on Friday. It's Friday the 13th. What else would you expect? Partly sunny with a 40% chance of showers on Saturday, upper 60s. Mostly sunny, highs in the lower 60s on Sunday. And partly sunny, highs in the lower 60s on Monday the 16th. Temperatures in the area? 50 up in Highbridge, 52 in Clinton Township, 51 in, around Frenchtown, Stockton, 53 in Ringo's, 56 down in New Hope, and 52 in Phillipsburg. Good morning, Hunterdon. Hunter Chamber Radio weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call the rising sun.
Morning, Hunter. Dixie here, coming live from the Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey. We're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. It is my job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running your errands. You need to be on the United Folks over the wire, or not over the air, we're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by Chamber of Commerce. all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. It's the animals this morning, giving you our intro, and we'll find out why when we get to celebrity birthdays. It is 11 after 8. It's time for us to check if the rising sun is affecting our traffic. Because there's sun glare out there, and usually that means some type of slowdown out on Route 78. Let's check it out. HEOTTMA.com sends me my alerts. You can get them too. Just register with them, and they'll give you all the info you need. You can also follow them on Twitter. And if you want those tweets to be converted to text, you can do that too with Quick Text. Sure enough, 78, as of 7 o'clock this morning, we had congestion on 78 eastbound in Bloomsbury due to volume and a disabled vehicle on the shoulder that was at exit 11 and exit 7. Accident on 78 local lanes westbound west of exit 49, New Jersey 124 Springfield Avenue. Center lane blocked, 5 to 10 minute delays. That was as of 7:21 this morning. And a disabled tractor trailer, oh, we love those. 78 eastbound, east of exit 26, Rattlesnake Bridge Road, right lane is blocked, and that is 78 eastbound in Bedminster at 7:37. You know that one's not all clear yet, and so you will have some slowdowns. That's it for right now. Good morning, Hunterdon, on Chamber Radio Traffic. So what is on Hunchiber.com's schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. We have Michelle and Heidi on at 8:30. We had a big up day in the markets, and we're going to find out why with her around 8:30. And then at 8:40, we go traveling with Diane Lane. DNL Travel gives us all sorts of great ideas for our vacations. And so we'll find out from Diane what's the latest. And she has always got a lot to talk about, some exotic stuff, so we'll talk with her. 10 o'clock, it's Modern Design with Richard Scuderi. He brings on partners that he works with when he does his inexpensive but very modern and exciting new ways to affordably change the inside look of your house, interior design. So Richard brings those ideas and those folks to the show at 10 to 11. We have Raising Conscious Kids Radio. Rocker is on. Kim Pramatic. And she is on to help you understand how to take care of your kids. All that and more on today at 11 to 12. Counselor Chat with Ruth Altamore Roll is on from noon to 1. Ruth Altamore Roll wants to help you with parenting. She wants to help you with relationship skills and anger and stress management. All that comes from her with her 30-plus years of experience holding a practice in Flemington. Modern Design is on from 2 to 3, Design Dilemmas. Richard Scuderi comes back in the office, in the studio, and he takes your tweets, your emails, your phone calls, your Facebook posts. Any way you can get in touch with him, he'll grab it and come up with an idea for you to help you with your design dilemma. Talented People with Jeannie Murphy and Colleen Kelly is on from 3 to 4, helping you understand how to take care of understand people are up and coming in the Jeannie Murphy public relations stable of folks, public relations folks, authors, speaking engagements, all that coming to you with really insightful folks that Jeannie is representing. And that's it. That's the entire Hunchiber.com lineup. It's all there. The Hunchiber.com website, mobile website, Google Play, and Apple Store apps. Our LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunter Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HunterChamberRadio.com. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a moment.
There is a house in New Orleans, they call the rising sun, and it's been the ruin of many a poor boy.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hyde & Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hyde & Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hyde & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm a CPA with the accounting firm of Bedard Corky & Company. And I joined the Chamber to interact with new Chamber members and expand our mutual needs for business networking and giving back to the Hunterdon business community.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
All right, a little Weird Al this morning, giving us help with BrandyLocks.com, celebration observances for the week and the day. World Dystonia Awareness Week, National Nurses Day and Week. Food Allergy Awareness Week, National Hospital Week, National Hug Holiday Week, National Nursing Home Week, National Police, National Return to Work Week, National Women's Health Week, Reading is Fun, Salute to Moms 35 Plus, National Etiquette Week, Salvation Army Week, National Stuttering Week, Spring Astronomy Week, Universal Family Week started yesterday, and tomorrow it's Neuropathy Awareness Week. Today, donate a day's wages to charity. Hostess Cupcake Day. They're back. National Night Shift Workers Day. National Third Shift Workers Day. Receptionists Day. Root Canal Appreciation Day. School Nurse Day. National Foam Rolling Day. And Eat What You Want Day is today. Celebrations and observances for the week and the day from BrandonX.com and Weird Al. Pick something, get involved.
Open up your mouth and feed it. Have some more yogurt, have some more spam. It doesn't matter if it's fresh or canned, just eat it.
Put a smile on your face.
Watch it run away, so watch it run away.
Make the world a better place. Smile on your face.
Urban C comes from NJ.com. Craig Turpin reports from NJ Advanced Media yesterday that Dollar Tree and Taco Bell are coming to this stretch of Route 22. So another sign that we're having some economic revitalization going on in Hunterdon and Somerset County. Craig Turpin reports on the numerous businesses that are opening in our area. Several new businesses are looking to open on Route 22 in Somerset County, including a Dollar Tree and a Taco Bell. They would join a number of other businesses that have either opened or are looking to open in both Hunterdon and Somerset counties. Dollar Tree is scheduled to open a 10,000-square-foot location at Arthur's Plaza on Route 22 in Greenbrook in July, according to R.J. Brunell & Company, LLC. The center already has a Bonefish Grill and a Leisure Fitness. Taco Bell is looking to open at the former Red Tower 3 next to McDonald's on Route 22 in Somerville, according to MyCentralJersey.com. The Warren-based Phenomis Restaurant Group is scheduled to appear before Somerville's Zoning Board of Adjustment at 7 p.m. on May 18th for a hearing on that project. Sally Beauty is expected to open in August in a 1,959-square-foot former Radio Shack store at the Blue Star Shopping Center on Route 22 in Watchung. The 419,000-square-foot center is anchored by Kohl's, Toys R Us, ShopRite, Marshall's, Michael's, according to R.J. Brunell & Company. There have been several fast food restaurants in Central Jersey opening up recent months. In Somerset County, Tim Hortons opened on Route West End Avenue in Raritan Borough. It is the only New Jersey location for this purveyor of coffee, sandwiches, and donuts. In Hunterdon County, three new restaurants have opened in a short span of time, including Chick-fil-A, Roy Rogers, and Buffalo Wild Wings. All are located either in Flemington and Raritan Township, and a Starbucks has opened in Raritan Township earlier this year. The Chimney Rock Inn, with two locations in Bridgewater and Gillette, hopes to open a third restaurant in Flemington at the site of the former American Legion Hall. And construction is underway for a Costco on Route 31 in Raritan Township, with an opening expected by the end of August. Also in Hunterdon County, a June opening is anticipated for Sally Beauty at a 1,600-square-foot location in Walmart Plaza in Clinton. Located at the intersection of Route 78 and 513, the 262,000-square-foot center is anchored by ShopRite and TJ Maxx. In Flemington, Jack Cuss Jr. has been named as the redeveloper of the former Union Hotel property. It is proposed to transform the site into a mix of restaurants, retail space, a hotel, a plaza, housing, a college, and underground parking. And in Bridgewater, the former Sanofi U.S. Research and Development Campus has been renamed the New Jersey Center of Excellence. The 110-acre site will undergo a $250 million transformation to include a state-of-the-art live work and play center, including corporate offices, shopping, and housing. So it's hard not to get excited about all that. That's starting to show you that we're starting to climb out of the economic abyss that we're in for the last 8 years. And jobs will be opening, available, and we'll have more places to be to make retail purchases and enjoy life. And, hey, eat what you want. There's a lot of things right there that you could participate in today and in the very near future. And that's why all of that is vitamin C for today.
We sing happy birthday to you. And may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
Oh, all right. Celebrity birthdays from the old disc jockey almanac for May 11th, 2016. Start off with parental guidance. Madison Lintz is 17. From Horns, a cartoon voicist of Sophia the First, Sabrina Carpenter is 17. Parent Planet Terror Rebel Rodriguez is 17. Born to Race, Nicole Benan is 24. Carolina Port Panthers quarterback Cam Newton is 27 today. Big Brother Trouble. Kenneth Schmidt is 29. From Scorpion. Jaden Wong is 31. Now You See Me, Stephanie Honoré is 32. Singer and actress Holly Valance is 33. Model and television host Hannah Verboom is 33. General Hospital's Jonathan Jackson, 34. Austin O'Brien is 35 from Apollo 13. Kalop Belisak is 36 from Welcome to Me. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Mary Elizabeth Ellis is 37. Model and actress Leticia Costa is 38. Warren Brown is 38 from Byzantium. Andy Ahn is 40 from Mad Detective. Mr. Sunshine, Andrea Anders is 41. Third Watch, Kobe Bell, 41. Original Sin, James Haven is 43. XY, Aaron Pearl is 44. 46th birthday of Nikki Cat from Insomnia. Burn Notice, Jeffrey Donovan is 48. Marguerite McIntyre is 51 from Kyle XY. Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Tim Blake Nelson is 52. Days of Our Lives, Rourke Critchtow is 53. From the Bradys, Martha Quinn is 57. He's also MTV. VJ. Wow. Adolfo Quinones is 61 from Tango and Cash. Boyd Gaines is 63 from One Day at a Time. Shora Agadashlu is 64 from House of Sand and Fog. Titanic's Francis Fisher is 64. Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. Pam Ferris is 68. Golf champion Bobby Cole, 68. Surgeon and inventor Robert Jarvik is 70. Animals lead singer Eric Burden is 75. National Islam leader Louis Farrakhan is 83. Comedian and actor of Nothing Lasts Forever, Mort Saul, 89. And Titanic, Bernie Fox is 89. Celebrity birthdays from the Old Disc Jockey Almanac. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration or anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntingjimmy.com. And we'll get it on the show to celebrate. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter in just a moment.
John DeMaster.
Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders and presumptive Republican nominee Donald Trump winning their respective primaries last night.
Democratic Senator Bernie Sanders triumphs over Hillary Clinton in West Virginia.
It appears that we've won a big, big victory in West Virginia.
This makes Sanders' second victory in a row. Last week, he won the Democratic primary in Indiana. Donald Trump, meanwhile, easily sailing to victory in the Republican primaries in Nebraska and West Virginia, bringing him closer to clinching the GOP nomination. I'm Joe Gomez.
North Carolina House Democrats hope to make the state's controversial bathroom law obsolete. They filed a new piece of legislation including sexual orientation and gender identity among the items protected against discrimination. This comes a day after the state and federal government sue each other over HB2. This is USA Radio News.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
All right, it's time to speak with Michelle. We just talked about Rocket Mortgage on the and the advertisement there, but the markets did a rocket job last night. What happened?
Yes, they did. Yeah, yesterday was a definitely a nice green Tuesday.
Yeah.
And then the markets closed, and we had Disney shares falling up to 6%, and after hours trading, they posted earnings per share and revenue that missed. And then they also posted a $147 million charge from canceling their Infinity video game line. So their shares, you know, obviously got hit in after-hours trading, and actually that is continuing this morning. They're down about another 5% in pre-market trading,
wow,
which is this morning kind of dragging down the Dow and swelling across the board. We also had last night a judge halting Staples' $6 billion merger with Office Depot, basically stating antitrust reasons, and it does look like Office Depot is not going to appeal the ruling. Mm-hmm. So Office Depot stock was also hit after the close yesterday. And then this morning, Macy's came in. Even though they beat on earnings, they cut their full-year forecast. Their stock is down about 7% in pre-market trading. It's interesting, I was just listening to some commentary, and the retail analyst that was talking about Macy's, I didn't realize 20% of their profit comes from their flagship store. One of the reasons that they're citing and cutting their, their recent numbers and cutting the outlook is because of tourism. And, of course, you know, the guy interviewing her says, well, tourism, the strong dollar, and you know, when people aren't traveling as much, since 20% of their profits come from their flagship store, I guess if there aren't as many people going into New York City and shopping, that's been affecting the bottom line. And they're also saying that the younger generations are now all about, you know, lower prices, whether it's TJ Maxx or a lot of the discount retailers. So they're buying quantities of retail clothing. They're not necessarily looking for the quality,
right,
but they're looking more for the trends and things like that. So the retail analyst is starting to say that you're probably going to start seeing more of the, you know, the old filing basement types of things, you know, Macy's and the other big brand names starting to have more of that retail outlet attached to their store as well. Because I know, and I don't get shopping very much, I'm not a big shopper, but I had to, with my kids growing quicker than weeds, I was in Macy's a couple of weeks ago, and it was almost like a kid in a candy store with all the discounts they were giving. Mm-hmm. I mean, I walked out of there with, spring clothes for both of them to get them through the summer, you know, for like next to nothing. And, it was interesting. Even the gal that was at the checkout, she said, ooh, do you have a such and such, we have a sale starting next week. If you can buy it today and pick it up next week, I can give you an extra discount. I said, well, unfortunately, I can't really do that because I don't come out this way much, blah, blah, blah. She's like, you know what? I'm going to give it to you anyway.
Wow.
So I was like, ooh, shoot.
Wow.
But so, you know, retail continues. Even though people are spending money and buying mm-hmm. things, it definitely sounds like it's starting to affect some of the bigger brand names. Let's see what else is going on. We had J.P. Morgan.
I just wanted to jump in there because I lost context until I started to hear the rest of what you were reporting on what Macy's. So the one store in on 34th Street is 20% of their
right.
portfolio.
20%. Yeah, I hadn't realized that. Yeah.
Okay. So the tourism part is because of people shopping at that particular store, or is it also the fact that, you know, how when people go cruising or stuff like that, that they go and buy a whole new wardrobe? Is that also part of it?
That's true. That is true.
All right. And then you throw in, like you mentioned, all the other discount stores. You got Marshalls and TJ Maxx and Kohl's does exactly what you were just talking about with Macy's. J.C. Penney is not around us, but there's one down in Ewing. They do all that type of thing now where they're hitting you with all these coupons every week. So the marketplace has – the retail market space for clothes has changed significantly. And it just sounds like Macy's has not really jumped on the bandwagon, but it sounds like they're going to have to morph a little bit, which is exactly what happened to J.C. Penney. You remember that? J.C. Penney was struggling for years.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
We'll keep an eye on them. Yep.
Well, I got, like I said, I was out of context until it started to dawn on me, and so now that's why I was just getting some clarification. So, sorry.
No, go ahead. Exactly. Because, like I said, at first the commentator was like, "Oh, normally they cite weather," because the other thing that they mentioned was a lot of things like Macy's. People are buying seasonally, so if we're having an unusually warm winter, they're not buying the big coats, blah, blah, blah. But they weren't citing weather this time. They were citing tourism and the strength of the U.S. dollar. So, let's see. I was just starting to say, J.P. Morgan made a statement this morning that gold has entered a new bull market. And the reasoning they're feeling that way is with so many negative interest rates around the world, people are looking for kind of an alternative to traditional cash. So between that and the fact that it does tend to be a hedge against market volatility, and since we might be at that point again in the markets where we'll be going into some volatility, at least short term, they feel that gold has just started a new bull market.
Okay.
Especially, I mean, it is up, I think, close to 20% year to date. But I guess they expect that trend will continue. And let's see. In overnight trading, we had the Asian Pacific region relatively mixed. We had European markets trading somewhat lower this morning. And, here in the U.S., futures are down across the board. Again, after a day like we saw yesterday, not unusual. But with some of these new earnings and things coming out, looks like we might take a little bit of a breather today. No major economic data out today other than the budget data comes out, I think, around sometime this afternoon. Okay. And then we just had mortgage applications in. They're up 0.4%. But other than that, a pretty light day overall in terms of economic data. And even, we pretty much almost wrapped up earnings season for the first quarter. And not too long, we'll be doing the second quarter.
There you go. I completely missed what happened that made the markets go up. What was the...
I know. I'm still trying to figure out what the particular catalyst was yesterday. I was in meetings most of the day. And so when I was looking throughout the day, I'm like, I just kept seeing it higher and higher and higher. So I'm not sure what one or what combination of things led to such optimism yesterday. So I'll have to dig back in and figure that out.
It must have been Joe.
Exactly.
Joe's
positivity, Joe.
Joe was bringing back Green Tuesdays. Okay.
Yes, exactly.
Cool. All right. Well, thank you again, Michelle. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day and enjoy the weather. 70s today.
All right, we'll see.
There you go.
You too.
All right, take care.
All right, thanks.
Yep, bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Michelle Heide from Patton Heide Associates Financial Advisory Practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe and Jeannie did some things about money yesterday. It's on the archives today. And Michelle helps me with the investment update, market update on Good Morning 100 and HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more of Good Morning 100 in just a moment.
size. I feel I'm nothing in your eyes. It makes me feel like giving up, because my best just ain't good.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
It's Wednesday. We go a traveling with D&L Travel's Diane Lane, and she's on the phone. Good morning, Diane. How are you?
Okay. I'm just allergies, like everybody else.
Is there a
otherwise?
Yeah. So if you go to like the Hawaii, you're okay, right?
Yeah, I gotta go. We got to sit out there and just take it all in.
Right.
And say, bye-bye, world.
There you go. All right. See, you take it. Oh, she's. We're going to have to deal with
how
that.
How you been?
I'm doing okay.
It's been, all right. Everybody had a good Mother's Day, right?
Yes. How about you?
Yeah, okay. It was quiet. We just kind of hung out. Didn't go crazy.
Good for you. Good for
I had
you.
Enough going on with the shower of my daughter the week before, so that was Mother's Day.
That's not a bad way to celebrate Mother's Day.
No. And we were discussing last week, you asked me about the Level 2 issued for Newark Airport.
Right.
And it was brought up in our meeting last week. It is because of the construction going on at LaGuardia.
Ah.
So they can't move other flights over to Newark to accommodate the system while it's under construction.
They're not going to bring it back, though, right?
No, I don't think they'll bring it back down. Yeah.
Once you move it, you ain't taking it back.
Once you move it, once you get it, and then that has to get approved by the federal government.
Right.
So it's not like something they can just say the state is doing it. No, the state's not doing it. It's the FFA is doing it. So it's like, okay. The federal government's doing it. But, yeah, that is part of it. And also, I think for security reasons, I guess they got to do things differently, because now everybody's going to be standing in longer in line.
Yep.
Going through inspections to get on the planes. And they've been reporting it on the news. So, you know, like I'm telling everybody, get there ahead of time. Plan your time out. Mm-hmm. If you can do the global entry pass, get the global entry pass.
Yeah.
And, you know, get through security faster.
Yeah.
You know, otherwise, like a lot of people are, oh, we're missing our flights. We missed our connections. No, it's just got to plan yourself to be there on time.
Mm-hmm. What is it?
No way.
Is it still a two-hour?
It's more now.
You have to go more than 2 hours before you get to the plane?
2 hours. They're saying 2 hours, 2.5 hours for domestic, 3 hours for international. Yeah,
wow.
They're really upping the screening process. And I guess they've had so many issues of different incidences that have happened because of what's going on overseas. They're really doing it. And I'm going to tell you what else is going to happen pretty soon. Driver's license is not going to be an ID to fly domestic flights.
Right.
Everybody's going to have a passport.
So there's no official word on that, but that's just your...
No, but it's coming close.
It's coming.
Yeah, it's going to get to that point. You know,
and we talked that you can get the passport card instead of the passport
book.
Yeah,
and they're even going to be restricting that because they
really?
Had people who were going to Puerto Rico and they stopped them. They wouldn't allow them.
With the card?
With the card, yep.
Even for domestic flights?
Even for domestic flights, because it's a U.S. Commonwealth, but you're actually traveling internationally.
So, all right. Really? But my point was, yeah. My point is, if I'm going within the 48 states, I should be able to get away with it, right?
Well, they had a big article about that because somebody was stopped just going to Dallas, and they were having issues.
Why is the government issuing them if I can't use it? That's kind of silly.
I tell you the truth, I really didn't know about the passport cards until I started seeing them, and you talked about it because I've always known since I'm a little girl, we've had passports.
Well, I have that too.
No one's ever said anything about an alternative to a passport, the passport card.
Wow.
But the global entry, yeah, that has been, talked about and visited, but not the passport card. And I don't hear that among other travel agents when we go to our meeting.
Okay.
That's definitely passports and the global entry, but not the passport cards.
Sure. Bummer.
So, yeah, I know. So, it's something to watch out for.
Yep.
But it's happening.
So rumor is there's going to be longer lines at Mary Melfi's.
Yes. Yeah, that's the truth. Yeah.
So, oh, well.
Anyway. So another thing that's been a hot topic, a lot of people, LGBT, that's lesbian, gay, board of travel with the lesbian, gay, same-sex couple, what's going on in the Caribbean, what's allowed. And you really have to know what islands are allowing the gay people to come to the islands. They have restrictions, and there are a lot of new insights and communities of what's going on in different islands. Who's allowing what? They are the Caribbean. Like you like to travel, a lot of people like to travel. It's not associated with same-sex marriage. There's like 5 locations right now, destinations in the region that are legal. Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands are 2. And the Supreme Court late this June allowed this to happen. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And then Bonaire, I can't believe it, I'm on the phone again. St. Eustis, which is Stadia and Saba.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the phone. Oh, my God. So anyway.
Wow.
So Bonaire and St. Eustis are not welcoming as other islands, but like St. Martin, Curacao, and Curacao is considered the LGBT capital of the Caribbean.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't allow legalized same-sex marriages, but it's very open for them to be there and visit the island. Mm-hmm. So you have to kind of, it's part of the Kingdom of the Netherlands.
Right.
It's a Netherland proper, so Curacao and St. Martin constitute continent, like independent. But they still have the standards and the status of the Netherlands, like Aruba.
Right.
So they're okay.
How would you learn this?
I have to go to training and seminars.
Yeah.
They have it out there, people to understand what's going on in some of the locations.
Right.
Only 2% answer to the destination that it's, have the ranks, New Orleans, San Francisco, New York City, Spain, Greece, Hawaii. This is the overall beach destination for same-sex honeymoons. So you kind of got to know where to go and what resorts will allow it that people won't get offended.
Yeah.
So you got to know, the island offers, some of the islands offer great things, and some of the islands do not. They frown upon it, so you got to know.
So you don't want to go there and be uncomfortable.
Right, exactly. Antigua and Barbados are both islands making some great progress in adopting to the culture, but it's very slow, okay? So you got to understand what is allowed and what's not allowed, where it's allowed, what some specific resorts, okay?
Right.
So now, Flora Suite Hotel and Spa, Santa Barbara Beach and Golf Resort, and Sonesta Cura Holanda Villa Spa in Curacao. Now, I stayed at the Cura Holanda. It's a huge little, it's a reenactment of the entire town. It's made into a hotel in the center of Curacao.
Mm-hmm.
And they have another resort on the end of the island. But they have now been owned by Sonesta. He was a Dutch owner from the Netherlands, and he sold it to them. So it's a beautiful place. Somebody would go there would love it. So it's like it's considered the most welcoming hotel, the Flora Suite Hotel and Spa on the Friendly Island of Curacao. So you have quite a selection there. Then you have the Santa Barbara Beach and Golf Resort, the golf course. So it's, you know, it's out there, but it's gorgeous. The resort is gorgeous.
Yeah.
And then you have Queens Gardens Resort, the Julianne Hotel, and the Cottage Club on Saba. Remember the little island I was telling you about?
Yeah.
Nobody knows about Saba.
Nope.
And then you have the Aruba Marriott Resort and Casino, and the Grand Malaya in Puerto Rico, and the Sandcastle in St. Croix. And you have the La Ganahani in St. Bart's, and the Bellman La Samana in St. Martin. Those La Samana is a beautiful resort in St. Martin. So they're really, you know, places to go to if you want to enjoy and not feel excluded. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So...
You know, I don't want to offend anybody, but it's to me the inclusion, the evolution of this seems very similar to the smoking movement. You know,
yeah.
You go out now to Europe, or you go to outside of the country, and all of a sudden you go into a restaurant and people are smoking cigarettes, and you've completely forgotten because it's so many years now. That's just something that doesn't happen in our country anymore.
Right, exactly.
So same thing's happening now in this realm where, you know, the United States is starting to embrace LGBT. But when you go outside of the United States, you've got countries that are not yet taking it on and other ones that are even more more accepting of it. So you gotta do your homework.
Well, yeah, and like the same thing with us here. Like we don't allow animals in the restaurants, but in Europe,
right.
Animals allowed in the restaurants.
Yeah.
They sit at the table with their owners. So don't be shocked if you see a dog or a cat in a restaurant, France or in Italy or, you know, wherever they are, because they don't have the restrictions. Like you said, they're smoking too. That's the other thing.
Yep.
They're starting to get there. What are you going to do?
Is there any resource that you use to do that, or are you the resource?
Say that again. We're breaking up.
Are there any resources that you use to learn this type of information? Or?
Yeah, I have to. I learn through my seminars and training and teachings, and we have a travel academy that's an online university for us to stay on top of it, and they have certifications for you to go through and learn all that. Like I was doing my Hawaii certification, and a lot of them will present a live certification for us to go to. So that's my training seminar, you know.
Neat.
And then I go and get that certification. Yeah, that's what it's all about.
It's not
just stay on top of it.
Yeah, it's just not learning about destinations and hotel accommodations. You got to learn all the laws and customs, right?
Yeah, I got to learn it. It's just part of what it is. And then you meet with the people from the different islands, and they tell you. But, you know, you have to just stay on top of it. And when you go to the training seminars, they're always giving you updated information about all the different resorts, who's coming in, who's being built, who's changed over, like what's going on in Puerto Rico.
Right.
They're really starting to push Puerto Rico because you can travel there with a passport or without a passport still. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Because it's a U.S. Commonwealth, but I think they're gonna start cracking down on that. I really do feel that they're gonna start making you have a passport to go to Puerto Rico and to the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was nice to meet everybody and see everybody again. You know, it's good.
Cool. How often do you do those seminars?
We go once a month, and depending on what's happening, if they have a special certification. They'll give us special meetings during the month, and they're all year long. So, like, in the next couple of weeks, I'll be doing stuff in New York for South America and for training. And then and then in the summer months, a lot of people take the summer months off.
Right.
So I have to go to Philadelphia for one, and I have to go for Spain. And then I go Pro Columbia is in New York in June. So you learn different things, and you get to see people, and they only do them so often.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do them all the time.
Neat. Wow.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
So it's good to know. So, you know, and, you know, like in overseas, it's a different, I don't know, I guess it's been around there for a long time. But, again, you have to know where to send your clients And they'll sometimes it's advertised that they allow it. Mm-hmm. You just got to know. You have to ask the tour operators you work with. They'll be able to tell you.
Yep.
And like what's going on in Cuba with the cruises, the same thing. They were saying no one was going to, who was from Cuba was going to be allowed to get off the cruise ship, or they changed their mind at the last minute.
Wow.
So U.S. travelers are having, you know, safety concerns about Cuba, mm-hmm. and 44% their anxiety for Americans about Cuba is safety, you
yep.
know.
Yep.
More than anything. So if you want to, it's something to think about. What could, again, you're restricted on the tours until things start opening up. It's getting there.
Okay.
It's getting there, you know, little by little.
Right.
Antigua Barbuda is looking for increase in people coming down to the islands. I mean, you know, there's some islands that are no one knows about. So
mm-hmm. Cool.
You got to get the, if you do the cruising and you go, the latter part of the Caribbean. Then you start seeing the, like if you take Windstar Cruises,
mm-hmm.
or there's a British company that's sailing out of Aruba on a 7-night cruise, and it's just doing down in the southern, the part above South America.
Right.
And then you get to see those islands, Aruba, Bonaire, Curacao, mm-hmm. those different islands. I don't know, have you been down that far?
I have. I've been to Bonaire and Aruba, and I want to say Martinique, but I'm probably not pronouncing that. It's off
yeah.
of Margarita Island, off of Venezuela.
Right.
I haven't been to Curacao, though.
Okay. Yeah. Curacao. You'll love Curacao.
I would.
A little
I'm
tiny
sure.
island, but there's a lot to see and do
yeah.
there, you
yeah.
know. They got the forts. They got the,
yeah.
I get the swinging bridge that goes over and opens when the.
Yeah.
The boats come in and out of the sea.
Yeah, Bonaire was definitely an eye-opener. The water was just beautiful there. So, neat.
Mm-hmm.
All right, man.
But, and you've been to Aruba.
I have been to Aruba, yes.
Yeah.
As part of a cruise. As part of a cruise.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But we explored a little bit of the island. So.
Okay. And the other thing that's getting hot down in Mexico is Tulum on the Yucatan Peninsula.
Right.
Right outside of where everybody always goes,
mm-hmm.
Mexico.
Mexico. Go down
so
to Mexico.
Huh?
It's a song going down.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
About half the people who voted for Democrat Bernie Sanders in the West Virginia primary say they'd vote for Republican Donald Trump in the general election before they'd vote for Hillary Clinton. Sanders defeating the former Secretary of State by double digits in West Virginia. Clinton still favored to win the Democratic nomination. Donald Trump compiles his list of possible running mates.
I would say that I have in mind 5 different people. I think they're excellent. I'll announce whoever it will be at the convention.
That's Trump speaking on Fox News' The O'Reilly Factor, refusing to say exactly which names are on his short list. Also looking forward to his upcoming meeting with Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan, who has yet to formally endorse him.
He's a very good man. He wants what's good for the party, and I think we're going to have very positive results.
I'd
love, frankly, for him to stay and be chairman.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And this is USA Radio News.
Hello, I'm Tirza, a student at Hillsdale College. Here is Hillsdale President Larry Arnn on the basis of the rights our founders fought for in the Revolution and secured in the Constitution.
The American Republic's meaning and proper method of operation is to be found in 2 documents, in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. That's about 5,000 words of text. That's not very much. They're simple, they're beautiful, they can be understood and be retained. A human being is a certain kind of thing and requires to be treated in a certain way. Human being is a thing that has rights, and those rights are inalienable according to the Declaration. You've got to respect them. And it also follows that given the kind of thing a human being is, government needs to be organized in certain ways. And I think that that is the argument of the American Revolution.
This Constitution Minute was brought to you by Hillsdale College. To receive a free pocket Constitution and Declaration, go to constitutionminute.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent